WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, January 18th. Coming up, after losing his wife to COVID-19, a Danville pastor is now speaking out to encourage others to get the vaccine before it's too late. That story from Tanisha Spain in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A WBEZ analysis shows that across Illinois, the COVID-19 death rate is 22 times higher for the unvaccinated. Kristen Schorsch reports.
As the Omicron variant rages, WBEZ analyzed government data to understand who is still dying of the virus, despite widespread access to vaccines. The analysis suggests vaccines are highly protective. Of nearly 8 million vaccinated Illinois residents, fewer than 2,000 of them have died. Dr. Michael Alabeck at Cook County Stroger Hospital says he's frustrated that his sickest COVID patients are typically not vaccinated.
There is anger. I'm not going to tell you that there isn't. Does that mean I'm treating patients differently? Absolutely not. But you can't help. It's human to know that these people who are sick did not have to be like this.
COVID is still taking a disparate toll on Black Chicagoans and older suburban residents. I'm Kristen Schorsch.
Republicans have not had much political success in recent years as Illinois has turned more and more blue. But a group of moderate GOP candidates running as a slate hopes to change that in 2022, what could be a Republican wave year. Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin officially jumped into the race yesterday, choosing Martin Luther King Jr. Day to launch his campaign by invoking his great-grandfather, who was born an enslaved person.
I share his dream of what Illinois could be, where government guarantees our right to pursue the best life we can, free of oppressive taxes and regulations. That's not the Illinois we have today. Crime is out of control. So is corruption. Negligence and incompetence have destroyed our finances.
The state's Republican Party acknowledges Irvin has pulled Democratic ballots in three of the last four elections, but points to suburban swing voters as a key demographic for the race. More conservative GOP candidates who declared their runs for governor months ago are questioning Irvin's Republican bona fides. Catalytic converters keep disappearing from Champaign-Urbana cars. Why someone would steal them, though, is a bit of a mystery for local police departments. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
Traffic is constant at the intersection of 1st Street and Kirby Avenue in Champaign. That didn't deter someone from cutting a catalytic converter off a car in this parking lot 2 weeks ago. The University of Illinois Police Department has already reported 7 catalytic converter thefts in 2022. Patrick Wade is a spokesperson at the department. He says spikes in these thefts happen every few years nationwide, when the price of the raw materials and the devices go up. Scrapyards, though, are wary of taking them.
Around here in Champaign-Urbana, if you take it to a scrapyard, you can get maybe 10 or 20 bucks, so it's not very high. Some scrap places elsewhere in other communities will give you a little bit more, but again, we're talking like 50, 60 bucks for a single part.
Wade says there's no evidence of a local black market yet either. The victims of the theft, though, have to pay between $1,000 and $3,000 in car repairs. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County public health officials reported nearly 800 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The number of active cases in the county rose slightly to more than 2,600. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 143 people hospitalized with COVID-19, nearly unchanged from Friday, but down by 9 from a week ago. 17 of those patients are in the ICU. Still to come, we'll hear from a Danville pastor who is encouraging others to get the COVID vaccine after the virus took the life of his wife last summer. That story from Tanisha Spain is coming up next on 217 Today.
In the PBS Nature special, Born in the Rockies, you'll journey deep into the heart of the iconic mountain range and experience the rugged land through the eyes of wildlife. As seasons change, the documentary follows the drama of animal families, including a herd of bighorn sheep, a mother grizzly bear and her cubs, and a flock of sandhill cranes as they struggle to survive in one of the world's most spectacular habitats. Learn how you can stream this and other nature films at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. As we march toward the two-year point in the COVID-19 pandemic, the headlines have become real life for many in Illinois. One Vermilion County family dealing with loss has now teamed up with the state in hopes of saving more lives. Pastor Ken McCray and his wife Renee have pastored a church in Danville since the late 1990s. Last May, the couple traveled to a wedding and ended up with COVID. Both were unvaccinated. Illinois Newsroom's Tanisha Spain recently spoke with Pastor McCray about how his message has changed since his diagnosis.
Now, where you talked about being on the fence, is that kind of where you were, your family? Were you on the fence? Were you waiting to see how it was going to go? Where were you with regard to vaccines in May?
It was uncertainty. We knew it needed to be done, but I think every member of the family was like a little uneasy about the shot.
When Pastor Ken McCray and his wife Renee returned home from a wedding in May 2021, they both got sick and were isolating at home. Their conditions got worse, and days later, Ken called 911 for Renee. She was taken to the hospital, and when Pastor McCray tried to follow his wife to the ICU, a temperature check led to him being immediately admitted as well. 3 weeks later, Pastor McCray was strong enough to come home. His wife was not.
And so she was in ICU for 3 weeks. I was on the COVID side for 3 weeks. And then she colded and they were able to bring her back. And then they took her over to Champaign and put her on the ECMO machine.
After being on the ECMO machine, also known as life support, for 38 days, Renee McCray died on July 11th. The couple shared 35 years of marriage and 3 children. McCray says they often talked about getting vaccinated, but didn't.
COVID has affected me personally as one who has contracted it and seen the devastation that it has and experienced.
Now he's working with the state of Illinois and the All In for Illinois ad campaign that aims to help people feel safe and comfortable about receiving the COVID-19 vaccine.
That it is a difference reading about somebody versus you are that somebody. So it resonated even more. It made it mandatory for my children when they got here. You must go get vaccinated now, because I could not bear seeing you go through what we're going through. And even with the congregation, encouragement, there's a little bit more conviction behind it now, yeah, in that process.
It's been more than 8 months, and McCray still has a cough and gets winded. He says telling the story doesn't get any easier, but he hopes sharing his story will help others move beyond the idea of getting vaccinated and actually do it.
With some people, it's a realization that they're not going to move. They're not going to budge. But for those who are on the fence, you know, it provides an opportunity to give them some tools and some information for consideration that can help move them to the other side.
Ken says being part of the state's ad campaign helped him work through his grief. He said he's also found comfort in hearing people share what an impact Renee has had on their spiritual life. I'm Tanisha Spain, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly sunny and warmer today with a high of 45 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Kristen Schorsch, Hannah Meisel, Emily Hayes, and Tanisha Spain. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.